Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proceeded. 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
You've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. Wow in the world. Wow in the world. Wow in the world. Wow in the world.
Wow in the world. Wow in the world.
Such a good horse, Bucky. Okay, let's try a trot. That was great. Now let's do a light gallop. Great job, Bucky.
Hey, Guy Raz, where are you?
Hey, Mindy, I'm over here.
Over where? Oh, there you are. Don't move a muscle. I'll be right there. There you are. I could smell you from a mile away, but I couldn't find you anywhere.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Guy Raz, what's up?
Hey, Mindy.
Okay, hey, Guy Raz.
Hey.
Okay, enough with the hang. A simple hello will suffice.
Oh, sorry. I'm just really into this horse riding thing.
Yeah, I got that. But why are you wearing a lab coat under your tweed riding coat?
Well, why are you wearing a cowboy hat and stirrups, Mindy?
Ugh, why does everyone keep asking me that?
Well,
okay. For the last time, I'm only wearing the stirrups because my boots got stuck in them the last time I went horseback riding. And this cowboy hat is, well, it's just for decoration. Anywho, you told me to meet you here at this ranch so we could go for a ride.
Oh, right. Well, actually, what I meant to say is that Bucky here is going to help us get to the bottom of a scientific mystery.
Scientific mystery? Guy Raz, the only mystery here is why you are wearing a lab coat under your tweed riding coat.
Oh, this whole thing? Here, let me take it off.
Ah, hey, I don't want to hold it.
Better?
Well, I mean, now you're just sitting on a horse in a lab coat, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, well, me and Bucky here, we were just talking, you know, shooting the breeze, exchanging thoughts about the world and life in general, you know?
No, actually, I don't. Guy Raz, Bucky here doesn't speak English because he's a, you know...
A horse, I know, but... but I feel like we've made a connection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, No, I don't.
And besides, Mindy, he's really interested in helping me try to understand a very important mystery about horses and his genus.
Genus? Oh, you mean the part of the family he's a member of?
Yes, exactly. The genus Equus.
Wait a minute. So if you're talking about the genus Equus, then you're talking about horses and zebras and donkeys.
Yes, yes. And Mindy, these amazing creatures, they share something in common that makes them unique among all animals on planet Earth.
Oh, you, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. Hey, Bucky, this is not the time.
Oh. Oh, there he goes again.
Oh, well.
Oh, can't you just put a diaper on him or something?
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Bucky isn't quite potty trained just yet, but that's not what makes her unique, Mindy. It's something so much cooler.
Oh, right, because what could possibly be cooler than a pile of horse poop?
Well, for starters, check out her hoof.
Okay, I'm looking at it, and it's a horse hoof. It's a horse hoof. Guy Raz, I'm going home.
Well, not just a horse hoof, Mindy. This is Bucky's toe.
Wait, let me see that foot again. Oh, yeah. Kind of reminds me of my great-aunt Elmira. You know, she had one toe, too.
You're related to a horse?
Oh, yeah. I never told you about her.
No.
She was the dark horse of the family. But come to think of it, no one could ever quite figure out how we were related.
Anyway, what makes Bucky here amazing is that, like all horses, she has just one toe.
But why is that unique?
Well, Mindy, I just learned that donkeys, horses, and zebras, all members of the Equus genus, are the only animals on planet Earth with just one toe.
Wow, I guess I never really thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Mindy, I didn't even realize a horse's hoof was its toe.
Man, it must be hard to stand on one toe.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, here, let's try it. Let's try to stand on one toe. Yeah, you ready?
No, but I'll give it a try.
Okay, one, two, go. This is practically impossible, Mindy.
Guy Raz, I can stand on all of my toes. I can even stand on the ball of my foot. But just one toe? I'm not sure any human is meant to do that.
Well, have you ever seen a ballet dancer?
Oh, yeah, last year when we went to see the Nutcracker.
Yes.
Oh, man, remember I got lost trying to find my seats after I went to the bathroom, and then I wound up in the rafters, and I fell out of the rafters and almost squashed a sugar plum fairy? Anyway, that was an amazing ballet.
And sometimes, Mindy, you know, ballet dancers dance on their toes. And that requires years and years of training and a lot of strength. But
it also requires a lot of pain, so they probably couldn't do that all day, every day.
Right, because our human bodies carry too much weight. Just one toe isn't strong enough to hold us up.
Yeah, but Mom Ross once told me that you used to walk on your toes when you were a little tater tot.
Oh, yeah, but don't remind me.
She used to call you Baby Toesy.
But that is normal. Lots of little kids walk on their toes, and then eventually they walk using their entire foot. But in the case of our friend Bucky here and her relatives, the zebra and the donkey, well, they're always walking around on a single toe.
Yeah, but on 4 feet.
Right, but think about it, Mindy. Try standing on just your big toes. You know, both of them. You can use both feet.
Okay.
But you can only stand on your big toes, not on the ball of your foot, okay? Try it.
All right. Here goes nothing. And... Oh!
Oh. Nutcracker!
You okay, Mindy?
Goodbye. I'm fine.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Well, so as I was saying, scientists have long known that horses evolved, or gradually over millions of years, they changed to look like the way they look today.
Well, what did they used to look like?
Well, this is the amazing part, Mindy, because I just finished reading an incredible study written by researchers at Harvard University in Massachusetts. And it's about why horses evolved to have one toe.
Yeah, so what did you find out?
Well, in this study, I found out that the earliest ancestors of horses were an animal about the size of a dog, but with 3 to 4 toes on each foot.
A 14-toed horse?
Well, yeah, but a mini-sized 14-toed horse, an animal that lived 55 million years ago that was part of the Hyracotherium genus.
Oh, wait, that reminds me. Guy Raz, we humans are part of the Homo genus.
Right, we humans are Homo sapiens. Homo is our genus, which is a branch of a larger family. And our species is sapiens. Homo is Latin for man, and sapiens means wise. So in Latin, Homo sapiens means wise man.
Or in my case, wise woman.
Yeah.
So Guy Raz, there were actually other members of our genus too, but not to be a downer, they all died out thousands of years ago. Never even got to meet them.
That's true. There were Homo naledi and Homo neanderthalis, Homo erectus, and many other members of our genus. And if you go to a natural history museum, there's a pretty good chance you can see models and images of some of our distant human relatives who once roamed planet Earth just like we do today.
Okay, well, in the case of horses, how did a mini-me dog-sized 14-toed horse become a humongous creature with a single hoof?
Well, I was hoping you would ask me that, Mindy, because...
Oh, boy. Better saddle up for some seasickness.
I think you know where I'm going with this one, right, Mindy?
And I just ate my breakfast.
To the time machine!
Oh, hey, Reggie. What? Oh, no, Reg, we won't be needing your services at this time. But unfortunately, we're going to have to use your Taekwondo dojo.
Mindy, are you sure you should be letting Reggie use the time machine to practice Taekwondo? I mean, there's a lot of sensitive and fragile equipment in there.
That's fine. Plus, I'm training Reggie how to fly this thing, so the next time we have to time travel, we can just sit back, relax, and eat nachos.
Can I just drive it this time? I mean, the last time, you know...
Blah, blah, blah. Hand me the keys, Guy Raz. I'll take the wheel.
Okay, but please try for a smooth landing.
Okay, just gotta open that hatch. Climb on in here. Hurry up, Guy Raz. Come on, this time machine is about to go back in time.
Okay, here I come.
Where we go?
Mindy, we're staying in North America, our continent, but let's say around where Montana is today, but 55 million years ago.
Okay, late Eocene epoch, and
here we go! Mindy?
We interrupt this program for a brief barf break. Wow, in the world will return in 3, 2, 1.
That took care of it.
Guess you had scrambled eggs for breakfast, huh?
Nope, that was a corn dog.
I see. Well, no time for cleanup. Let's just open the hatch and see if we can find some examples of the Hyracotherium.
Okay, open up this hatch. Woo-wee! Buggy out here.
Yep. The Earth was actually a lot warmer 50 million years ago. So even though we're somewhere in the middle of the continent of North America, it kind of feels like a tropical island, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure does. I wish I brought my ice helmet.
You have an ice helmet?
Well, I mean, technically it's an ice bucket that I wear upside down on my head. I wear it on hot days to keep me hydrated, but it never works.
Huh. Well, right now, we should be looking out for an animal that kind of looks like a miniature horse, but with 3 to 4 toes on each foot.
Okay, now just hand me my adventure toolbox.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm just gonna find my magnifying goggles here. No, it's an old banana. No, not this Commodore 64. Hey, wait, I was looking for that thing. No, not this badminton racket. Hey, how'd a ham mom get in here?
Mindy, how much stuff do you have in there?
Oh, jackpot! Found them!
Yes!
My trusty magnifying goggles.
Okay, great. Let's scan the landscape and see what we can find.
Okay, let's see here. I see a giant forest of weird trees and then a lot of grassy open land.
This must be the place, Mindy. This is it. This is the place where these ancient creatures started to transform from dog-sized horse-like animals to giant horses.
Yeah, but I'm looking through these magnifying goggles and I don't see them anywhere, Guy Raz.
Here, can I take a quick look?
Sure, here.
Let's see.
What do you see?
Wait, I see something rustling out there. It's coming out of the forest. It's walking onto the grass. That's it, Mindy. That's the creature that paleontologists have told us about. It's that animal from the Hyracotherium genus. Here, have a look, Mindy.
Give me those things. Whoa. Yeah, it does kind of look like a dog-sized horse. Oh, it's so itty bitty and cute. Can I keep it?
Please, I don't know.
Please.
It might not be safe to approach it. But did you notice their toes?
Oh yeah, they look like horses.
Yes.
But they've actually got 3 or 4 toes on each foot.
Yeah.
No hoof.
Mindy, these ancient ancestors to our modern horses, they started to leave the forests around this time, about 55 million years ago. And then they moved on to more grassy areas to live. You know, places where they probably found more food.
Well, what does that have to do with their toes?
Remember those researchers from Harvard University I was telling you about?
Yeah.
Well, two of them, Stephanie Pierce and Brianna McHorse, found that...
Wait, Brianna McHorse?
I know, a little different, right? But that's that... Well, that's her name.
You promise?
Yeah, of course I promise. In fact, Mindy... Brianna McHorse is an example of an aptronym, which means when a person's name is like the job they have.
Oh, so like if your name was Sunny and you had a job studying the weather.
Yeah, or like the famous Australian tennis player Margaret Court, as in tennis court, or the former chief judge in all of England. His name was actually Igor Judge.
Oh, I got one. How about the man who pioneered the modern toilet? His name was Thomas Crouch.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's true. I think you get the point. And Brianna McHorse, well, she's a distinguished researcher who also studies, well, horses.
Got it. So what exactly did Brianna and Stephanie find out?
Well, scientists have long believed that as these Hyracotherium species wandered out of the woods and into grassier areas, well, the weight of their bodies began to shift from all of their toes to just their middle toes.
But why?
Well, as this paper explains, over time, and I'm talking millions of years, Mindy, as these animals ate more and more food, they started to grow bigger and bigger. And that meant that their bodies were putting more and more weight on their toes.
Okay, I think I follow.
See, look at them. I mean, right now, they're walking on the grass, and grass is a different surface than the forest. And it means that over time, again, I'm talking millions of years of walking on grass, Mindy, these animals we're looking at, well, they'll grow bigger. And their toes will start to fuse together to become one humongous toe, like a hoof.
Wow, but how did the scientists figure this out?
Well, they compared the bones of 12 different extinct horse species. And they looked at those horse bones under a special X-ray machine called a CT scanner.
And what did it show?
Well, it gets a little complicated, but from what I understand, Mindy, those researchers were able to see how in the Hyracotherium horse creatures, their toes weren't strong enough to hold up anything bigger than a dog. And their middle toe certainly wasn't strong enough. But...
Hope this is a big but.
Gradually, that middle toe became stronger and stronger as the body of the animal got used to getting bigger and bigger and walking on grass. And so the X-rays show how eventually the middle toe was so strong that the horse-like creature didn't need the other toes.
So those side toes just eventually... one away?
Yes, and that's why donkeys, zebras, and horses have a single toe. And, Mindy, that toe is what allows horses to actually run really fast.
Yeah, like they can run as fast as a car, Guy Raz, like 35 miles an hour.
And amazingly, Mindy, it doesn't even make them the fastest land animals. In fact, horses aren't even in the top 10, but they are fast. And a lot of that has to do with their single-toed hoof.
Wow, that is seriously bonkerballs, Guy Raz. Anywho, I don't know about you, but I am getting hot out here. I think maybe it's time to hop back in this time machine and head back to the ranch, maybe do a little horseback riding.
That sounds like a great plan. You ready?
I'll even let you drive this time, little buddy.
Oh, thanks.
And not just because I spilled a milkshake in the driver's seat.
What?
What?
Well, I guess it's time to say...
Here we go!
I thought you said you knew how to drive this thing!
It can't be that different from a horse, can it?
Totally different from a horse, Guy Raz!
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name's Dahlia, and I live in Northampton, Pennsylvania. And my Wow in the World is that I saw two whole fields filled with geese migrating for winter. And I like turtles. Bye, Mindy. Bye, Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Harrison from Chapel Hill. I'm 8 years old, and my wow is that when you're a baby, you have more bones because they're all separated, and then when you grow older, they start connecting. I bet you didn't know that. Bye, Mindy. Bye, Guy Raz.
Hi, my name is Hudson, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from Santa Barbara, California. My wow in the world is that hippos, elephants, and rhinoceroses can get sunburned. Bye.
Hi, my name is Guy Raz. My name is Caleb, and I am 8 years old. I'm from America. I live in Kigali, Rwanda. My wow in the world is something called Umuganda. Umuganda is a day every month. Everyone in Rwanda comes together to help clean up the environment and build things for the community. Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. Our names are Sylvie,
Hannah,
and we are 8 years old. And we live in Brooklyn, New York. Our wow in the world is that yesterday we spent the night at the Natural History Museum. Bye!
Hello. Wow in the world. I'm Henry. I'm 5 years old. I saw the Antares rocket launch. It was carrying supplies and science to the space station. Goodbye.
Hello. My name is Evelyn. I'm from Hudson, Ohio. I'm 7 years old, and I saw three wild turkeys in our backyard. My brother did too. Bye, Guy Raz and Mindy. I love your show.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone, thank you so much for joining us this week for Wow in the World.
And if you want to keep the conversation going, check out some of the questions we've posted on this episode at our website, wowintheworld.com.
You'll also be able to find all of the sources and journal articles we used for today's show.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson with help from Thomas Van Kalken, Chelsea Erson, and Jessica Boddy. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer is the big boss.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. Find more of their awesome all-ages music at thepopups.com.
Hey, parents and teachers, if you want to send us an email, our address is hello@wowintheworld.com. You can also send snail mail to Wow in the World, care of NPR, 1111 North Capitol Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20007.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World.
And if you want to be featured at the end of the show, call us up and tell us your Wow in the World.
Our phone number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. That's 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
And parents, if you want to upload any photos or videos or messages to us, please visit wowintheworld.com and find a link where you can do just that.
And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts or however you get your podcasts, and be sure to tell a friend. Until next time, keep on wowing.
Wow in the World is made by Tinkercast.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.